Welcome to Jungle Juice. This is the fourth episode in our show. So this podcast is broadcasted on the Basement Buzz Network. That's where you can check us out and all the other cool podcasts that are broadcasting on that network. So as I said, this is our fourth episode. If you're returning, welcome back. Glad you guys are back. Hope you keep coming. And if you're new, I'll just give you a quick overview of the show. I'd like to start off by saying welcome. And so basically the show is just me and guests. We drink a little jungle juice and discuss strange, obscure animals from around the world, little facts, stories, and see where the conversation leads us. So today, unfortunately, I don't have any guests. They weren't able to make it. So we're just going to go with it, roll with it by myself. I have an interesting one for you guys today. We're taking to the air and we're talking about a couple of crazy birds that I've heard of recently. So we'll just hop right into it. The first bird that I'm going to introduce to you guys is the peregrine falcon. So I came across this the other day on National Geographic, and I thought it was pretty insane, some of the facts that they had about this bird, so let me share with you guys. Alright, so we'll just start with some basic information about the falcon. It's found in North America, and typically near coastlines. They can grow between 14 and 19 inches long. They weigh between 1 to 3 pounds, and their wingspan is 39 to 43 inches. So they can get up to almost 4 feet wingspan. That's pretty big for a bird. That makes them one of the largest falcons in North America. And how they look, they're sort of a blue-gray color on their backs, with a white chest that contains some black-brown stripes or spots. So they're pretty cool-looking birds, pretty majestic. So into the more interesting facts that I found about this bird that got me hooked. They're incredibly fast flyers. They typically fly anywhere from 25 to 34 miles per hour, which, you know, that's faster than most humans can run, so it's pretty fast for just typical flight. But they can reach up to 69 miles per hour when they're in pursuit of their prey, which is typically other birds like pigeons, stuff like that. So 69 miles an hour. It's almost as fast as a lot of you guys go on the freeway in your car. So imagine just looking out the window and a bird flying next to you at that speed. Pretty crazy. That brings me to my next point, which is their hunting techniques, which is where the speed gets even crazier. So the peregrine falcon flies above birds that they're hunting. Once they target prey, they go into a dive bomb towards the earth, directly at the prey they're chasing. And during this fall, they can reach terminal velocity, and they're flying right around 200 miles per hour. So I think a bird falling from the sky at 200 miles an hour could do some serious damage if it hit something. I couldn't even imagine that hitting me at 200 miles an hour. I mean, I feel like a human would probably die, at least have a serious concussion. I don't know. I don't know if there's any stories of them hitting people, but that'd be an interesting story for sure. I can't even imagine what it does to a bird. If it hits a bird that fast, bird probably just explodes. I don't know if any of you guys are baseball fans, but like the Randy Johnson pitch that was like 100 miles an hour that hit a bird and it just blew up into little pieces. I imagine that's what it looks like. So that brings us to our first little game of the show. For you guys that are returning, you know the game. Take a shot at it. For you newbies, I'll explain it. So basically, when I have guests, I ask them a multiple choice question. And if they get it right, I take a shot. And if they get it wrong, they take a shot. But since I don't have any guests today, I'm just going to ask you hypothetically this question. And I'll take a drink regardless. You know, I'll just assume you got it right. So the first question I have is, what is California's state bird? A, golden eagle, B, California condor, C, blue jay, or D, California quail? Honestly, I'm from California, and I had no idea what our state bird was before I looked it up. So the answer is California quail. Became our state bird in 1931, and it's known for its hardiness and adaptability. So I guess that's a interesting state bird to have. I don't know. It's probably not the coolest in the world, but if it works. So go ahead and take this shot. We have some rum. It's gonna be rough, but here goes nothing, huh? Oh, no. 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 The worst part about this is, I still have work to get done, but, we'll manage. All right, so the second bird we're gonna hop into is one I've actually seen in person. It's pretty sweet. So it's called the California condor, which I mentioned in our little take a shot at it question. Some basic info is it's found in North America, primarily in California, hence the name, Arizona and northern Mexico. It's a vulture, so it's a typical vulture, It has a bald head. Their head can be either white, orange, or a purplish red color. Kind of looks like the vultures in the old Disney movies, if any of you guys remember those. And the reason they're bald is so that they can easily stick their heads inside dead carcasses to feed. So that's pretty gnarly, just feed on dead animals. And they have a large black body, all black feathers. So some of their more interesting facts is they can grow up to 50 inches tall, which is over 4 feet. That's wild. I mean, that's taller than like children. They can be 3.5 to 4.5 feet in length, 17 to 25 pounds, so much bigger than the peregrine falcon. And they can have a wingspan of over 9 feet. That's massive. 9 feet. I don't know. That's huge for a bird. It's kind of like a pterodactyl, dinosaur bird. It's kind of scary. And all these factors make it the largest flying bird in North America. So that's pretty awesome. Something that's kind of crazy about how they fly, they can fly up to 15,000 feet in the air. So it's like halfway as high as an airplane. I mean, that's high for a bird. I don't know if that's the highest of any bird, but it's got to be up there. They've been known to travel up to 150 miles a day in search for food. Like I said, it was carcasses, so they just fly scavenging for carcasses 150 miles a day. Sounds like fun. And they typically feed on carcasses of large dead animals like deer, cattle, and sheep. So, they're not eating typical rodents that most birds feed on. They're going big or going home. So, I mean, this fact leads me to believe that if there was a dead human somewhere, they'd probably feed on that if they came across it. I mean, I don't think they're probably too picky about what they're eating, but I'm sure it's been found them eating humans. So I mean, that's a massive bird. The only bird I can think of that's bigger is like an ostrich and stuff, but they don't fly. So I mean, that's kind of scary. So where I've seen them at the Colorado River in Arizona. There's quite a few out there, and they are huge. It's kind of eerie when they fly over you. It's a bird that big just waiting for something dead to eat. And since they're that big, it seems like if they really wanted to, I feel like they could do some damage to a living creature if they really wanted to, if they attacked it. I don't know. Seems scary. I'm glad they just feed on already dead things, so that's nice. So we're already to our second take a shot at a trivia. Again, I'll just take a shot since I have no one to play with today, all right? So what bird has the longest wingspan? A, the wandering albatross. B, Andean condor. C, mute swan. Or D, Dalmatian pelican. There's some pretty crazy names in that list. Anyways, the answer is A, the wandering albatross. And it can have a wingspan of up to 12 feet. So that's 3 feet longer than a California condor. 12 feet, that's like as deep as some really deep swimming pools. That's taller than like from the floor to a basketball rim. I mean, that's just, geez, no. No thanks. It's too big. Too big for a bird, honestly. I don't like it. I don't like it. All right, now we're to the end. I like to end each show with a question of would you rather. I usually ask my guests, you know. But I'll just ask you guys, and I'll give you my opinion, and we'll go from there, you know. So, would you rather see a peregrine falcon in action or a California condor? They're both pretty awesome, but a California condor is a little boring in their action, I guess. And I've seen them, so I would go with the peregrine falcon. I mean, I think it'd be pretty wild to see a bird attack another bird at 200 miles an hour. It seems a little unbelievable, so I'd have to see it, you know, to really grasp how all that works. So yeah, I mean, maybe one of these days. They do live in North America, and I do live by a coast, so maybe I'll see one someday. So again, I thank you guys for joining me. Jungle Juice Podcast, broadcasting on the Basement Buzz Network. Go check us out. I appreciate you guys listening, and we'll see you next time. Thank you.